Do your youngsters ever ask you, what did you do before television was invented? Now, sometimes it's hard to answer that question in a way that they'll understand. Of course, we read. And we played out in the fresh air a lot more, or at least that's what we tell the kids. But maybe there's another answer. Ask them to come in now and listen to these wonderful bits of imaginative trivia.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand.
They're strong.
They're going strong.
They're going strong. The all-American boys.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions.
Breakfast of Champions bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Jack Armstrong is climbing up the dangerous mountain trail to the cave of the glacier. High above him, the towering peaks of the Andes press their eternal snows against the South American sky. And far below lies the valley with its hotel and winter sports. Jack and his friends are seeking Whisper, whom the enemy agent Lazaro has captured and brought to the cave of the glacier. Right now, Uncle Jim leads the way with Senor Quesada, the secret service man whom they rescued from the enemy agents, and Jack and Billy and Betty follow not far behind.
Did I hear one of the kids mention our old friend, the Lone Ranger? He was there and held us just as captivated as television's version.
The Lone Ranger! Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let go, big fella. I am Silver. Hooray!
And there was a famous dog called King.
It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, breaking the trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
On King! On, you hussy!
Of course, at times, things did get melodramatic.
The following day found the inspector pacing the floor of his office at the Lake LaBarge headquarters. And Yukon King paced at his side. Both the man and the dog were worried.
The men should be back, King. They should have returned some time ago. King, I think I hear men singing. King.
Standing at the open door with Yukon King, the inspector saw a column of men riding four abreast emerging from the pine forest. The scarlet tunic seemed to blaze in the orange light of the setting sun. The men sat straight and proud in their saddles, and even the horses held their heads high, as if they, too, felt the glory of victory.
The maple leaves are emblem, dear. The maple leaves forever. God save our queen and heaven bless.
The inspector patted King's head and said,
"He's back, King."
"Hello, Inspector.
Hello, King. Good work, boy.
We're both glad to see you, Sergeant.
Sir, the Indians have been subdued.
Well done, Sergeant. The Yukon still belongs to the Crown. This case is closed.
And here's another old friend who entertained the younger set.
Hurry! And the fire!
Later, Pop Tweet Parties brings you Terry and the Pilot.
Do you remember I Love a Mystery, The Green Hornet? And, of course, there were many, many more.
Gentlemen of the jury, you are the judges of evidence to be laid before you. Be just and fear not, for the true administration of justice is the foundation of good government.
Famous jury trials, dramatizations of cases taken from actual court history. The names of persons and places have been altered to protect the identity of those concerned.
The United States versus Captain Jacob Thorne.
Early on the morning of March the 17th, 1919, the whaling ship Quantic sailed out of New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Baghdad, Martinique, Singapore. At all the places of the world where danger and intrigue walk hand in hand, there you will find Steve Mitchell on another dangerous assignment.
Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, is based on the novel Mr. Keene.
Now, Gangbusters presents the case of the heartless harborer who lived by shielding the guilty until a boardwalk barker and a pair of dumbbells helped pierce his armor.
Gangbusters, the only national program to bring you authentic police case histories. Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. Gangbusters, in America's crusade against crime.
This weekly half hour of suspense.
As a contrast to terror, we also had adventure.
Oh, no. What evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Shadow, Lamont Cranston, a man of wealth, a student of science, and a master of other people's minds, devotes his life to righting wrongs, protecting the innocent, and punishing the guilty. Cranston is known to the underworld as the Shadow. Never seen, only heard, his true identity is known only to his constant friend and aide, Margot Lane. Today's story, Death Stalks the Shadow.
Mallory's in the end cell, Mr. Murdoch. Just talk to him through the bars. You're the last visitor he'll see.
The end cell? Right. Hello, Mally.
Huh?
It's me, kid. Peter Murdoch.
Murdoch. Gee, I thought you'd never get here.
Pull yourself together, Mally.
It's easy enough for you to talk. You ain't been sitting here waiting. Every day the chair getting closer.
Now, Mally.
You're testing the current. Listen. Hear that big dynamo turnover? Coming. They're testing it for me. For me.
Shut up.
Murdoch. You see the governor?
Yeah, I saw him, yes.
Well? Oh, say something!
There won't be any reprieve, kid. We're licked.
We're licked? That's funny, Murdoch. You ain't in here. You ain't going to sit in that chair.
I didn't kill anybody, Melly.
Why, you dirty double-crossing rat. Who planned that killing? Who promised I'd never even do time for it? You did.
Well, I didn't figure on the shadow, Melly.
Yeah, I know. The shadow. He caught me. He didn't know I was only doing your dirty work for you. I should have told him.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I trusted you. Peter Murdoch, the great lawyer. You said you'd get me off.
I can't win all my cases.
You didn't even try. Throw me to the wolves. So the shadow wouldn't learn the truth about you.
Well, it worked, didn't it?
Yeah. If I could get through these bars, I'd fix you, Murdoch. Anyhow, I can tell the truth about you. I'll sing so loud.
Sing your head off. My reputation is too good. Nobody will believe you.
The shadow might believe me, Murdoch. Suppose I told the shadow who turned Dan Malley from a decent kid into a killer.
Stop dreaming, Malley. This is the death house. Tonight, you're walking right through that door down there, and you're not coming back.
Why, you...
Oh, you'd better forget all about the shadow. So long, Malley.
Come back here! Come back here!
So long, sucker.
Hey, Malley. Malley, any news for you?
Yeah. Bad news.
Gee, tough luck, kid.
Yeah, but I ain't through yet. Before they burn me, there's something I gotta do.
God!
Hey, God! Where's that tin cup? God!
Pipe down, you guys! Pipe down!
What's the matter, Malley?
I want to talk to Commissioner Weston. I gotta see him right away.
What for?
He's gotta locate somebody for me. Somebody I want to talk to. Well, don't stand there. Get me Commissioner Weston!
How did you happen to choose this cafe, Lamont?
Well, Margot, this is a place Commissioner Weston showed me, and I had hopes the gaiety might stop my thinking.
What's bothering you?
Today is the 12th, Margot. Young Dan Malley goes to the chair tonight, thanks to the shadow.
But, Lamont, surely you don't regret the shadow's having captured that murderer for the police?
No, not exactly. Malley fired the shot, all right, but I've never felt the case was completely solved. Oh, well, let's forget that.
Oh, Lamont, look, when that waiter started for the kitchen, the door opened without his touching it.
Yes. Works by photoelectric ray.
Oh, what's that?
Look each side of the door, Margot. See those chromium fixtures sticking out of the floor? Lights hidden at the top of them?
Yes.
There's a beam of light between those two bulbs. When anyone approaches the door, his body breaks that ray. And whenever the ray is broken, the door opens without touching
it. Oh, how clever.
Yes, and convenient. But, Margot, I've sometimes thought it might even prove dangerous to a certain friend of yours.
Whom do you mean?
The shadow.
But I don't understand.
The shadow can hide himself from the human eye, Margot. But he has a physical being. And the photoelectric beam could detect his presence.
Hush, Lamont. Here comes Commissioner Weston now.
Oh, I see. Well, good evening, Commissioner.
Oh, Preston, how are you? And you, Miss Lane?
Very well, Commissioner Weston.
Won't you join us?
Thanks, but I think not. I'm rather upset tonight.
Well, what's the matter, Commissioner?
Well, Miss Lane, have you ever heard of the shadow?
The shadow?
Well, yes, Margot. You've heard the absurd stories about his great deeds, huh? Oh, poppycock, of course.
I'd give anything to contact the shadow right this minute.
But why?
A boy named Dan Malley goes to the electric chair tonight with vital information. The only person he'll talk to is the shadow. It's because I don't know how to find the shadow, I'm beaten. Well, I won't find him here. So if you'll forgive me, I'll run along. Good night.
Good night, Commissioner Weston.
Good night. Margot, my hunch about Danny's case must be right. Waiter.
Yes, sir.
Waiter, here's money for my bill. Hey, never mind the change.
Thank you, sir.
Come, Margot, quick. I'm going to the death house now. As the shadow.
Why doesn't he come? Why doesn't he come?
Were you waiting for me, Dan Malley?
Who's that? Who spoke?
The shadow.
The shadow?
There isn't much time, Malley. They're coming after you to take you to the chair. Speak quickly. What have you to say?
Plenty.
I can't save you, you know. You killed a man, Malley.
Yeah, I know. But it wasn't my idea, Shadow. Honest, it wasn't.
There was no evidence against anyone else.
Yeah, don't I know it. He's too clever for that.
Who is too clever?
The bird that got me into this. The smart fellow that sold a dumb kid on crime being a good business.
His name?
Peter Murdoch.
Do You know what you're saying, Dan. Murdoch's a famous criminal lawyer. His reputation...
His reps are blind. Listen, Pete Murdoch's the biggest crook in this section. He's got a piece of everything. But right now he's planning a slum fire that'll kill thousands and net him a million from insurance companies.
You're telling the truth?
A man doesn't lie when he's only got a few minutes to live, Mr. Shadow. The job's going to be pulled late this week.
I'll investigate it, then. If it's true, Peter Murdoch will pay for his crimes. But how can I get proof?
That's easy. Now, listen. There's a friend of mine named Dopey Jake, down by the wharves, number 5 South Street. Jake knows enough about Murdoch's latest plan to prove what I said.
I'll see him.
Yeah, listen. If you can get to the filing cabinet in Murdoch's house, there's records and things enough to finish him.
The Shadow promises justice, Dan Malley.
That's all I want.
They're coming, Dan.
Okay. I can take it. Thanks, Shadow. Thanks for coming.
Well, Dan, it's time.
Yeah. I know, Warden.
Unlock the door, Gus.
Right, Warden. Well, here goes.
Take his arms, Gus.
Steady, kid.
I ain't scared. I ain't. Not as scared as Murdoch will be. Wait till the Shadow gets him.
All right, men. Forward.
Shadow. Man, don't be Jake. They'll fix him.
Goodbye, Mally. Come on, kid. Keep your chin up.
So long, Mally.
Dan, the other prisoners are saying goodbye.
So long, boys.
We'll be seeing you, Mally.
Murdoch. Jake. The Shadow.
There was Radio Adventure, so vivid and so good that recently 160 radio stations around the nation have rerun The Shadow, using the original dramatizations for a whole new generation of Americans. I'll be back with more samples of radio's value as entertainment.